then we've got Jeannie that's going to do our offering, and then we're going to get straight into the word. So kids, you are dismissed. And then we have a marriage seminar that is going on in Bodkins on February 11th, I think from 6 to 9. There's light refreshments and that stuff before. So if you are interested in it, you can go out to Facebook and go to either our page or the Bodkins page and click going. Or at this point, you would have to let Linda know that you would like to go, and she'll make sure your name gets on the list in Bodkins. Amen? Amen. And then I felt like I had one more. I do. I tried to get the statements to the people I saw right before service and before I had to get up here. So your offering statements are in. You can come see me tonight. And then either Philip or Linda will be for the next few weeks getting them in, handing them out. You have to get them before or by the 23rd, because then we have to get them back because they have to be mailed out by the end of the year or end of the month. Sorry, I'm in finance. Everything's end of year right now. Everything. So without further ado, we want to keep the Lowmaster family in prayer because they're not here tonight, and Pastor Phil's not here tonight because the funeral is happening right now for Sandy Lowmaster, which is Glenna's daughter-in-law, and her son Paul, it's his wife. So we prayed for them today. But Father God, we do. We just lift up the Lowmaster family before you right now. And Father, we just ask you to comfort them, to be with them, to bring them peace. Father God, to strengthen Paul during this time. Lord God, it's a heavy time for him. And Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that you are with him, that without you, we wouldn't know what we do. But Lord God, he's not without you. And I thank you that you comfort him and you give him peace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now without further ado, Jeannie Tucker.
This is always a privilege to do this. If you want to follow the scripture, I'm going to read it. It's in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, nor shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and the sojourners. I am the Lord your God. And I read this verse numerous times, but here, not too long ago, God had put it in my spirit to sow a seed, and it was kind of strange the way he had me do it. He had me take so much every time I got paycheck, and I was doing this, and I was just going to sow the seed for what I was supposed to be sowing it for, like that, and he stopped me. He goes, you put that aside and you wait. So he took me to the scripture, and I got to thinking about it. And I said, why did God tell them they couldn't harvest the whole field? It didn't make much sense for a business, on the business side of thinking. It didn't make no sense.